What a terrible episode to be a part of.
I got pummeled today after work.
There's no way you went to Starbucks without me.
It's a 5-shotter white chocolate mocha.
Firing up my mom's laptop and just going ham.
He's just running, spamming his click, and he's just pounding kids.
And I was gaming, dude.
You know, like without that gun, you're banged.
That thing is filthy.
I might be getting scammed by some dumb TikToker who's spreading false information. And if you didn't like the game, you were just dog at the game. You sucked. And that's your problem.
And then they just ragged all, dude. The Flow State Gaming Podcast, episode number 57, I believe. That is not confirmed, but to our best knowledge, it is in fact episode 57. I am Coulter Fair, also known as Coulter. Along with me is my good friend, Rogan Prescott. What's up, man?
Hey, Coulter. Great intro, by the way. Fantastic
Thanks,
intro.
Thanks, man. The people wanted it.
Yeah. You died off in the end there, which did surprise me.
There's only so much girth that I can muster.
Well, the aggressive start, you know, made for for a weak outro, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
It's dude, doing well. I just made my hot drink. I'm excited, dude. Episode 57. It is confirmed.
It's confirmed.
We have a confirmed 57. Episode 57.
Right on.
This was the first time checking, and I also was unaware that it was 57. Do you have a hot drink in front of you, brother?
Yeah, of course I do.
You do?
Of course I do. It is hot. And it is a drink. Dude, every time I look at our live viewership, I'm just startled. I am just genuinely startled that so many peasants gather to hear that intro fly. You know, it's just,
yeah.
It's really a true testament to our following here.
Well, they're here for the intro, then they're gone.
Well, yeah. And that's obviously true. I have a hot drink first. Guys, welcome to the program. Episode 57. We're here live on Twitch, flow_state_gaming on Twitch every Tuesday at 6. So if you're listening on your dumb app, if you're listening on your dumb Spotify app, get here live every Tuesday. Rogan's looking sexy tonight. It's something you don't want to miss. He's keeping that mustache off his face, which is great. It's that's an upside for the live viewership. So you know, make sure to
hey,
do that.
Talking about the stash, dude, I think I'm finally hitting puberty. I think my facial hair
happening.
Is actually growing.
I
know.
Happening.
I know it might be a surprise to you, but we are looking at more, you know, I'm shaving 2 times every 6 months now instead of once.
That's
a
great.
You know, 100% growth, that's looking pretty good.
That's great. That's good progress. I love to hear that.
So, hey,
I love to hear
the
that.
Pedo stash might be back.
Hey,
better
bring
than
that
ever.
Pedo stash back in full force. That would be nice. So, some questions about the new mic in the chat. You can get to it later. I am drinking a Starbucks drink. Starbucks, feel free to sponsor us whenever you want to. We've been supporting you for a while. We've been getting you a lot of sales. Trusty, right? He's now a coffee drinker because of this podcast. I think I would settle for, you know, 1 or 2% royalties on every transaction. I think we could settle something out. It's a venti hot flat white with light foam. This is my new norm. Coffee is the nectar of the gods. That's true. So yeah, you know, it's a venti hot flat white. For those of you who don't know, you always go flat white instead of latte. If you're just going to get a latte, don't do it. Get a venti hot flat white. You're going to get whole milk and ristretto shots in that bad boy. It's a much better experience.
What's a ristretto shot?
Well,
I'm just saying for the noobs who don't know, which is me.
Yeah. A ristretto shot for all you uneducated, uncultured peasants, right? I understand you can't afford a Starbucks, so I understand why you wouldn't know this info. No, a ristretto shot, to my understanding, I could be wrong here. This is just what I was told as a Starbucks 2-time employee of the year. I was told that it is, it's much more finely ground. It's like beyond Turkish. So I don't know if you've ever heard of a Turkish grind, but it's pretty fine. And so this is even more fine than that. And then the pressure in which the shot is forced through the grounds, the boiling hot water, when it's pushed through the grounds, I guess that's at a much higher velocity, you know, and or pressure.
Wow.
So it has a totally different flavor profile. Your unnuanced tongue could probably not pick up the slight differences, but
dude,
you know, it's has a lot more body, fades off in the backside. I know this is like French to you. You don't know what I'm talking about, but when you get more rounded with your palate, you might have a shot. So,
wow.
But yeah. Hey, tell us about your hot drink.
Cool. Hey, good coffee podcast. I think you should start one up. Might be more successful than ours.
Hey, probably. It actually is guaranteed to be more successful. Yeah,
guaranteed. That's what you say.
Yep. Maybe I will.
Well, unlike you, I know how to make coffee myself. Okay. And I don't go to some peasant store called Starbucks and get a coffee. I make it myself with these hands. And you know, we're obviously running the Taj Mahal this fine night. Yeah. And I said a while ago, we're getting low on the Taj Mahal, and she's getting very low. Very, very low. So after the Taj Mahal's down, my coffee drinks will be dog again. They'll be dog water. Because that, dude, the Taj Mahal, it backpacks my drinks. Without that, dude, like, it's a terrible shot. You know, my milk frothing skills are just dog, and it's just trash. Put the Taj Mahal in there, and it changes things.
Dude, the Taj Mahal is like, it's like a fresh layer of paint over a rusted car. Exactly. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It looks nice at first glance, but once you peel back that first layer, it's just absolutely dog. That is your coffee. And so, hey,
I'll take that any day, dude.
Don't talk to me about knowing how to make coffee, right? When you're just slapping that thing with the Taj.
Hey,
crossing your fingers for another passable drink.
I think we have some evidence that you liked my drink that I made for you.
No, I'm sure there is record of that. But, you know, I mean, when you're either going nothing or going for a Taj from the R Doggy, you go with the latter.
Oh, Coulter. Well, guys, we are live on Twitch, flow_state_gaming at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Like Coulter said, get here live. Let's blast into this community feedback section because I just took a little review, Coulter.
So and now this is where I have to step in and say, are we doing community feedback before the announcements?
Yes, we are, Coulter. Because there are some questions.
Hey, I don't care. Just go.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Fine. Go for it.
Just
go
get
for
it
your,
done.
Go for your dumb announcement section.
I'm not saying anything.
I obviously don't have an announcement section. That's been clear from the start.
Hey, just do your dumb little community feedback. Just jump into it.
Hey, what I wanted to do is for the community feedback is because there are personal questions on here. And our announcements obviously bleed into whatever we did for the last week.
Right.
So it just seems like dog. You know, our order is just straight trash.
Hey, cow with a bow tie is their first time in the stream. Let's just do a little better, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, just actually speak with grace. Okay, come on, let's go. Let's
put
on a show for
cow with a bow tie. Well, they heard your call.
Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they just jumped in and they missed it. So yeah, from here on out, I want to hear smooth. Okay. You're choppy now. Let's hear smooth.
Well, okay. Okay. No, transition. Fine. Yep. Hey, Looster. Get it. Looster. You remember him, Coulter?
Of course I do. Yes,
this
I
is
do.
Big. He's a okay. Oh, cow with a bow tie. Joined the kingdom. Thank you for the follow.
Let's go.
Nice. All right, Looster. I'm a 13-year-old peasant rat.
Oh.
I know.
Is that the one where we asked for his age?
Well, no. Yeah, we did.
That is sick.
Yeah, I mean, good thing he's not an Instagram review. I'm thankful for that.
If you're 13 and you're listening to this podcast, unsubscribe immediately and don't tell your parents.
Because we will go to jail.
We're going to be, all of a sudden, we're going to be in a lawsuit. We don't know what's happening. We have $34 to our name, and this ship is going to sink.
All right, so Looster said, what sports do you guys play when you were my age? I play tennis and basketball. Have you guys played any Nintendo games? If so, which one is, or was, your favorite? Love the pod. The reason why I wanted to cover this question, because it bleeds into my week. And now, look at this smooth transition into the announcements.
Yeah,
hey,
nice.
Hey, how nice was that?
Yeah, good smooth transition.
Yeah. So, sports for me, ladies and gentlemen, I did track. I was a track star. I wrestled. I did water polo. Played some football. And I actually did quite a bit of sports. The biggest one that I was into was track. I was a runner in my age. But talking about recently, this last week, I was Coulter and Kyrie, my sister, Coulter's girlfriend, they've been rollerblading a lot. And Coulter, if you want to get into it later, but rollerblading, I don't know if anyone has been rollerblading, but it's like the funnest thing to do just around the town. Strapping on blades and just, you know, you're just blading through the streets, go anytime you want on the sidewalks or whatever. They got blades, and then I got a scooter. So I've been actually a scootering. I have like a little trick scooter, and I'm like, it's kind of embarrassing to talk about. It makes me sound like a young little boy, because all the little boys scooter. But that's what I've been doing. We went hard scootering this last weekend, and I wasn't able to game much at all, because that's what that's the time that it took over. OG Effects, subscribing at a tier one.
Let's go for 3
nice.
Months. Thank
Huge.
You, brother.
Thank you so much. So this last week, I went scootering. I was laying down some fatty tricks, getting some fatty air at the skate parks. And then the gaming, I did play Valorant. I know that's a surprise. It's a huge surprise. No one probably would have called that, but I did play a Valorant match. And it was a ranked. I got team MVP Coulter. And I rammed some kids. It was a lot of fun. But then I played one more game and it was straight dog, so then I stopped.
Nice.
Yeah, so then I switched over to Apex, played some Apex. Like you were saying last week, dude, I don't have my game, and you are so right. I do not have a fun game to play right now, because there's like
You're
nothing
lost.
That I enjoy. So it actually really does suck.
Yeah.
So that was my week. Just work, super boring announcement section as well. But Coulter, do you want to tell me about your week, man?
Well, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hopefully everyone had a good one. Kill Magruder subscribing with a Prime for 6 months.
6 months.
Thank you, brother.
That's
insane. A long time. Yes. Almost gold 3, Kill Magruder. Nice. That's what we love to hear. You're on your way to plat, dude. My week was good. I played Valorant as well. I didn't play on my main account because I was playing with the girl. So I was playing on some Smurf accounts. What was really unfortunate, I didn't really understand it from the patch because we didn't play it. But that's interesting that you can't run with a party of four anymore.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I don't really like that. Am I understanding it correctly that you can run with a party of five no matter the rank? Is that a true statement?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Maybe. You might be right. I don't know. Anyone in the chat, let us know.
I'm pretty sure you can run with a party of five. Rank?
You're joking.
No.
Up to diamond. That would make sense. Well, all right, so at least an iron one can play with the diamond. That's super cool.
So whatever the case is, I don't know how I feel about both of those decisions. So basically, I like the five-man deal. If you're playing with four diamonds and you're an iron, just don't give them any rank rating. But at least let them play with their friends. Because at this point, that's all I want out of Valorant, to be honest. I don't care about my rank. I don't care about anything else. I just don't. I want to stop having to filter through every single one of my friends and find Smurf accounts. I don't want to do that anymore. I just want to play on my own account, and I want to play with my friends. So that's obviously a great decision, I think, as far as, you know, the five stack is concerned. The four man not being allowed, I don't really understand what that's about.
The main reason why they're doing it is because you'll queue with other five stacks, and they said that there won't be if you four stack, there'll be one guy who's solo queuing, and like they don't want the four stack to gang up on them. And I don't agree with it at all either, Coulter. Because we wanted to play a match, and we partied up, and we only had four people who were playing with. We couldn't even queue.
Even though we were all in the same rank.
Yeah. So you have to find one other person.
It's just dumb, dude. Just let me play your game.
It doesn't make sense.
Just let me play the game. That's all I want to do. I don't want to jump through 19 loopholes just so I can play, dude. It's just dumb. Anyways, played three matches of Valorant. That's what I was getting to. And it was fine. I mean, it was fine. Lost every single match, I think. I was playing with you. We both did dog. Absolute dog water. But
we did terrible.
What are you going to do? So, no, it was fun. I want to play the new agent.
You played with him a little bit, right?
Yeah, I played. He was on my team once. And then, yeah, he was on my team once. I never played against him. He looks cool. I would love to play him, but don't have him unlocked. And like I said, I wasn't able to play on my main account because I can't play with my friends unless I'm on some dumb Smurf. So I'll probably never be able to play him at the rate I'm going, but hey, it's fine. I obviously streamed Call of Duty on Turkey Day, believe it or not. See, guys, that's the thing. Did you notice that I was up at 5:30 in the morning on Thursday, right? Hey, Coulter, it's Thanksgiving. Take a day off, man. No. No. Hey, I won't stoop that low, but apparently one of us will.
Yep, because there it is. I saw guess that coming.
Guess who didn't stream last night, right?
Yeah.
Guess who can't pull off one stream a week, but yeah, yet that's calls me. Calls me every day, is like, man, I just want to do so much more content. Hey, maybe commit to the content we have.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Well,
but
don't say
I
sorry
do have
me.
A good excuse. I didn't have power in my room yesterday, so my computer did not turn on.
Buy a generator.
Okay,
it's literally that simple. Hey,
next time if that happens, I will.
It's 2021. It's 2021.
I'll go to Home Depot and buy a generator.
Buy a Honda. Right, they're $1,500. You have it to spare. The people are gifting subs. They're committing their life in the Patreon, and we will buy you a generator if that's what it takes to get you on stream on Fridays.
Hey, speaking
at this point,
of Patreon,
I don't know what it takes.
Speaking of Patreon,
please don't plug it now.
I'm not plugging it, but it is November 30th. It's November 30th, and what we said is that we would start in the month of December. Which the month of December is soon to be upon us. So I'm just saying, expect new episodes.
Hey, good observation.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, some people might know it's not the 30th.
Hey, look at Trusty in the chat. I had a full-on flu when I played. Absolutely no excuses.
Yeah, I shouldn't have any excuses. I'm sorry.
That's what we were looking for. Yeah, guys, the Patreon, patreon.com/flowstategaming. If you really want to throw your money down a teeny tiny drain, choose that drain, right? Hey, maybe don't give it to Jeff Bezos. Nick Merckx doesn't need your subs, okay? He just doesn't. So instead of sending your subs over to him or Skump or Huskers, I don't care. Just stop subbing to anyone else and give that cash to your kings, okay? That's the bottom line. Other than that, dude, yeah, great, great Turkey Day. We played some paintball, right? You and I both played some paintball on Friday. Good times, good memories. One memory at a time. Apart from that, the blading was fun. Like Rogan said, we've been hitting the parks. We've been hitting the skate parks. Rogan's being a little modest. He's actually an animal on the scooter, so don't let him say otherwise. It's super fun. So that's what we do currently. That question earlier, what sports did you do when you were 13? I grew up in Hawaii and I didn't go to high school because it was nothing but gang fights and child daycare centers at my high school. So I was homeschooled and, I think I got both a better education and more freedom through that route, but I did miss out on sports. So I went diving, 3 to 4 times a week. And then I was literally just in the ocean.
In reality, dude, if you're going to school through high school or any like middle school and you're doing sports, you're like committing your entire day until like 6 p.m. It's your entire day with sports and school.
Yeah. And the problem was the bus ride to school was 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
So that was another slap. So you were 4 hours in bus time. Yeah. I mean, kids were getting home at 6 p.m. Like you said, it was just stupid. So I would get up at 6 in the morning. I would grab my skateboard and I would skate down to the coffee shop. I would smash out 3 hours of homework. At that time, my friend from Target, he worked the night shift at Target. He was off work. We would jump in his Honda Civic that was slammed on the ground. We would go to the beach, and that was our day. So I felt like I missed out on traditional sports. So one thing I would say to Looster, I think it was, try and do sports if you're in a school, because I think, you know, you might actually regret it later if you don't. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but at least I think give it a shot if you're not already. Because, oh yeah, you said you were playing tennis. Like, dude, that's just awesome. Yeah, just keep killing whatever you want to play. I would take high school as an opportunity to play those sports because you're not going to get as easy of an opportunity later in life.
Tennis and basketball.
Oh, so. Yeah, and basketball. I love basketball.
Basketball's fun.
Basketball's really fun. I love the culture. Like, I love, like, the whole community that surrounds basketball. I think it's really cool. Went to a Blazers game. I guess that would have been a few years ago now. It was like right when coronavirus started. Dude, that was the last NBA game before the shutdowns.
That you went to?
Yep. Kind of crazy, actually. Yeah, it was cool. Like, it was in May. It was wild. So, anyways.
It's weird to think that far back.
Yep. Anyways, that was a long-winded announcement section, but yeah, it was a fine week. The announcements is, of course, the main meat and girth of our show.
Why would you see that, dude? Why would you make light to it?
You see these boxes in the background? Those are books. Hey, maybe I should... I will send each Patreon a book. How about that?
Wow.
How about that? There's 4 of you currently. And by the end of the month, I will send each of you a book. So... I don't know if your address is in there or not. Don't care. I can get it from you personally. Anyways.
Basaj, a volleyball player. Volleyball is one of my favorite sports. And also, Kill Magruder, Talking about bowling, he's bowled for 22 to 23 years at starting at age 3.
Okay, that's ridiculous. So
bowling, we actually, I went recently. The most fun I've had in a long time. All right, yeah, long announcement section. What were we going to say, Coulter?
I think volleyball is one of the coolest sports of all time.
Yeah.
So.
It's impressive. It's a lot of fun to watch. I'll watch it all day.
Maybe we should do a little bowling meetup.
Ooh, that would be bowlers? Easy. Yeah.
Any bowlers in the chat?
Patreons only.
What are we talking about? What news do we have this week?
Hey, well, now I want to finish my community feedback section.
Oh.
Because that was looser. Also, have you guys played any Nintendo games? I'll just go quick. Super Smash Bros. Yep, and Mario Kart.
Yep, those are the only two that matter. Oh, and Zelda, of course.
Zelda, yeah.
Those Zelda three games, amazing. That's it. That's all you can get out of a Nintendo. It's just how it is.
Pokemon. You forgot.
That's like debatable at this point, though, man. It was great
as
on a Game Boy, but you're not going past that. You're not firing up a GameCube to run Pokemon. You're smashing. Mm-hmm. You're smashing.
Old Pokemon games were dog.
They were dog, unless they were on a Game Boy Color, in which you'll catch me on red version.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Hey, questions. Hunter, on Spotify questions, is the only community feedback we have. I don't play very many FPS games. What ones would you recommend? And I'm Canadian, and you can thank my social studies teacher for my last question. This guy made the suggestion of calling slaves serfs. So he potentially saved the podcast.
We may or may not have gotten canceled. We'll never know.
Yeah. No, we won't. Coulter, you're playing Vanguard. I know you love it. I probably would recommend that to anyone if you're into generic FPS games. Apex Legends, fantastic game. Valorant, a fantastic game. If you don't like competitive games, you're kind of lost. There's not many. If you're running FPS, it's gonna be like, you know, just the new Call of Duty game, Apex Legends, the basics.
Halo.
Do you have any Halo? Yeah. Any games that you would recommend, Coulter?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Good.
All right. Halo or unsubscribe.
Hey, this is a question from Trusty. Any tips or tricks for getting guns gold as efficiently as possible?
Okay. This is in there my wheelhouse. Yep.
I knew.
This is in my wheelhouse.
I saw you dropping, and I knew this question would boost you up.
You lifted me up. Okay. Yeah. So, guys, getting gold, if any of you guys are on the camo grind, like I know some of you are, right, whether you want to admit it or not, there's a reason that you're getting up at 6 a.m. because you're trying to grind those weapon camos. No, guys, the basics to getting gold on every single gun, or, you know, if you're going for atomic, the simple rules that apply are if you run into something that seems like a bug or seems impossible or seems like they might fix, skip it because it probably will get fixed. So, you know, there was a lot of bugs in the beginning, and there still is. And just skip those challenges and move on. Don't spend any extra time on going for challenges that you think are a bug in any type of way. It's not worth it. Number two, use the guns that are overpowered at the time. And so Call of Duty, you guys all know it. They can never really dial in weapon balance as good as it could be, right? This is due to, I mean, how many guns are there? There's 40 plus guns or whatever. They're never going to be able to balance those, especially when there's 10 attachments for each gun, leaving you thousands of different combinations. They'll never be able to balance every gun, every attachment, and every perk. So there's always going to be these guns where it's like, hey, if you run this setup, it's literally the best gun in the game. Do those first. So in Vanguard, it's the STG. That's the front-running assault rifle. So obviously, you're going to get that first. The MP40 is overpowered. The Type 100 is dirty. The Sten is nasty as well. Get those overpowered guns completed first, and then you can move on to whatever guns that you like to use. I'm not following the strategy. I just wanted to get the snipers done, completed, diamond. So I'm on the sniping grind. That's not the most efficient way. If you're going for atomic, you just want to use those overpowered guns first because they will get nerfed. So like the STG is not as good as it was on launch, even, you know, 3 or 4 weeks down the road. So that's going to continue to happen. There's going to be guns that pop up that are insane. There was a marksman rifle that was like one tapping kids to the upper body. It was like a sniper, but it was semi-auto. It was disgusting. And so like that got nerfed, you know, that's no longer in the game. But for the first 3 weeks, that was the weapon to get gold right then, because then they nerf it into the ground. They don't know. They have a heavy nerf pedal, right? They see a gun that's overpowered, then they just ram it into the ground, and it's unusable after. So get the overpowered guns gold first. I think that's kind of the major ones. And then, I mean, some other people, their tactic is to go from their least enjoyable weapons to the most enjoyable, because if you start at your most enjoyed weapons, like I am, it's going to be a harder grind when you're, you know, 6 months in and you're on the riot shield trying to get that bad boy gold. It's better off that you get the weapons that you hate done in the beginning, because you're still jazzed up on the new game for the first 5, you know, 6, 7, 9 weeks. Get those done first. Get your pistols out of the way. Get the dumb launchers out of the way. Get the riot shield out of the way. And then in 6, 7 months, you're going to be on ARs, which is how you would probably be playing normally. You're going to be playing Warzone. You're going to get camos through that. So it's like, just get rid of all the dumb weapons first and then bleed yourself into what you actually enjoy playing. Because then, you know, I mean, hey, when all you have left is the ARs to get atomic, you're just going to complete it because you just have to, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I would say in short.
That's a good tip, because for me, I didn't get Vanguard because I knew I would have gotten burnt out and I wouldn't have made it through all the guns.
Yeah.
And I think that's like probably a struggle with a lot of people. Is they're just getting burnt out too early. They're not finishing all the guns. So going for the guns that you hate and then hitting the big boys that you like later on, that's going to give you a lot of thrust.
So Boopsy in the chat bringing up a good point. If you guys are Warzone grinders and you just like Warzone and you think that you're gonna switch to Warzone on the 9th when the new map comes out, Boopsy in the chat, I leveled were the ARs and SMGs because that's all I use in Warzone. So guys, now is the time to be leveling up ARs, SMGs, and snipers, because those are most likely the weapons that you're going to be using in the new Warzone that comes out on the 9th. And I can guarantee you the Vanguard weapons will be overpowered. So you want all the ARs to be leveled up with all the attachments available to you. Same with the SMGs. There's going to be some dumb SMG that's two tapping kids across the map. Like, it's just how it is. It's how it always is. It forces people to buy the new game. It's a strategy to get more sales. They've done it before. They'll do it again. Get the guns that you know are going to be overpowered in Warzone max level. You don't have to get the camos per se, but at least get all the attachments and get the guns max level so you can get in on day one and have the advantage. Because there's going to be a lot of kiddies like Rogan that have not bought in the game. And hey, they're going to get killed cross map by a two-shot SMG and they'll leave. They'll either leave or they'll buy Vanguard, right? So, and obviously Activision is hoping for the latter of those options. But
yeah.
That's a great tip from Boopsy in the chat.
Another question, Thompson28, what is your opinion on economy steamrolling in Valorant? Do you think it would be healthier to have a system like Apex Arenas where you lose your weapons every round? I love your pod, by the way. So he's referring to Apex Legends. There's arena mode. It's 3v3. And every round you get a set amount of cash, like Valorant. If you do get kills or if you get assists, the next round you'll be set at a flat fee. Like, you'll be set at a flat amount to spend, and the other team as well. So there's no economy rounds. There's no, the rounds don't, you know, like don't, they always compare to each team. So every team's on the same level of playing field. I personally I think Valorant's economy is good. I actually like it a lot. I like the economy rounds and being able to get wins on the economy rounds because it gives you a really big boost. If you win that second round after losing the first on Valorant, you know, like, that's a good motivational booster because the other team, they lost Spectres or every gun that they boosted. They're held back for another round. I think it's like more strategy too, saving. It adds like a whole nother element in the game. This flat, like, the reason why Apex Legends does this is because there's only like three rounds in the game, or it's like best of three. So there's not like a huge amount of rounds that there's time to save or time to, for all that. It just is like an even thing. So you start out with pistols, and then the last round you're able to get everything that you want. And then that last round's going to matter. It just depends on what you're good at in the game. Coulter, I do like the economy system in Valorant. I don't know your thoughts.
Yeah, keep the economy how it is. I don't want to start at a flat rate. Are you kidding me? That's like half the fun of Valorant. No, in all seriousness, though, I think the economy works the way it's intended to. I think it's fun. I think you're right. I think it adds another layer to the onion of strategy, right? Because there's some of those calls where it's like, man, do we buy or do we save here? And I like those decisions because it can shape the way a game ends up playing out. And I think that's important. You know, like you said, hey, they all have Phantoms and Vandals, and somehow, some way, your team has two Marshals and three Sheriffs, and you manage to pull off that round. Like, that's wild. And it's super, super crucial to, man, just the spirit of the game. I don't know. That's all part of it to me.
Yeah.
So I would hate to take that away.
Yeah, I know it does get tough. Like, when your team's losing and you buy, you lose that round, you have to save the next, you know, you're losing like two rounds on every loss because you can't buy two rounds in a row. And that's super unfortunate. It does suck. But I think like it does matter on like if one person's forcing every round, that's going to throw the economy off too. So I would, if you are getting steamrolled in the economy, make sure your whole team's buying on the same round and make sure your team's just focusing on your economy a little bit more. That might be a reason on why you're getting steamrolled.
Hey, maybe save a round.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe save a round. Guys, speaking of saving Chamber, his ultimate, just being able to be an op, like he doesn't have to buy that round. And then his Sheriff, like, such really good for economy. So even like on Chamber, he can use his operator on a save round, still buy next round. That's like, you know, it's like the jet.
I'm really glad that you brought up that point because it's a really important one that I was thinking of when that question was asked. If you took away the economy, it takes away the value of some of the agents, and that's just not what you want to do. So, you know, like Rogan's saying about this other layer of strategy or skill gap, that's all part of it because you might spend some of that cash on abilities to decrease the gap between you and your opponent. And that's super important to be able to do that. So yeah, Jett is a good example with her ultimate. And there's others as well, but yeah, that's a good point.
Good question, Thompson, because economy is something we haven't beat down like, you know, to a pulp in Valorant as much as other things.
And I mean, from outside looking in, I can totally see why. That is a good question. It's a good thought, and it's a good conversation because, I mean, it would make everything more even, right? If every round everyone is on the exact same playing field, you would have a more, you know, technically even game. And so I understand that conversation.
Yeah. Coulter, we are halfway in our podcast, and the meat, we went through it. Now this is a turning point on, do we fall off the cliff? Or do we go to solid ground?
We go to solid ground here.
Nice. Do you know why? Okay. New Warzone map.
Because we have the new Warzone map, baby.
The 9th, right?
Yeah, so this is going to be dropping on the 9th. I have the map actually pulled up right here. So I don't know how much, you know, the listener has gone in on this, but according to the sources that we have, first off, I guess I should start. There was a trailer that was released, I don't know, at some point. I don't know. When did that trailer drop, Rogan, of the new map? Do you know?
Very recently. I forgot.
Like, it was like yesterday, today, don't know, don't care. But it was a trailer of the new Caldera map. And Rogan, what was your first thoughts on the trailer? I know you watched it. Did you have any hot takes? Did you have any first impressions? What was the vibe that you were getting?
The very first thing I thought of is something you mentioned before, is like the clarity. It looks extremely like easy to see things. I know that was just one thing in the current Warzone map. I always have such a hard time seeing enemies and seeing like people. You have like the lens glare, it's fading, and like it's more of a tropical map. It's a lot, I feel like the contrast is a little bit deeper, so I think you're going to be able to see enemies a lot easier. I really enjoy that. I like the it looks a little bit more open, also like really tight spots, tight areas as well. I think it's a good balance though. It doesn't seem like a map that you'll be camping a lot in. It seems more of a fast-paced map. And for those who haven't seen it, it's on like an island. It's Pacific. Do you know the map name again? It's Caldera, right?
Yeah, Caldera is the map Caldera. Name. But yeah, so this new Warzone is called Call of Duty Warzone Pacific, and the map is Caldera. Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah, so it's on an island, and it seems like there's like a volcano in the center of it, and then just, you know, some surrounding areas. Seems very tropical. You have rivers going through the area. Did you say there's going to be planes?
So apparently there is a game mode where it's just Vanguard weapons. Guys, maybe I'm uneducated, but I still don't know what engine or what app this is going to be running off of. I don't know if we're going to have Vanguard mechanics or the old Warzone mechanics. I don't know if that's been talked about. It's been really hard for me to keep in touch with what's going on this week. Just with Thanksgiving and family and all the rest. I don't know what this is going to be played on from that aspect. I don't know, you know, I mean, is the movement going to be Modern Warfare like Warzone currently is, or is it going to be Vanguard? I don't know that, but apparently there's going to be game modes that are just Vanguard weapons, and I think it was kind of mentioned that it's going to be like Vanguard movement. I don't really know what that means, but I guess in that game mode, there's going to be planes. That's the information that I got dribbled down from. I mean, you know, who knows where. Yeah. That's like sloppy seconds from some weird source.
I was just curious.
So, I mean, guys, there's no debate that, you know, Call of Duty, they need to make a play on Battlefield in some type of way. And I mean, if we're all being honest, the only thing that Battlefield really has over Call of Duty through the years has been they got vehicles down. They got vehicles down and they did it well in Battlefield, and it's something that Call of Duty could just never do. In Call of Duty, they've just been just buggy. They're always too strong. So anyways, I don't care about the planes. I don't know. I think they should probably, like, just thinking of Call of Duty trying to make an aerial mechanic just sounds like a disaster. So
yeah, no, you're right. So I have a website pulled up that has all the names for the map.
Well, me too. CharlieIntel.com. Great source.
No, we're different sources here. I was just gonna name off all the locations.
Yeah, go ahead and hit it.
All right. So Arsenal, docks. So probably a place for a docking area. That's in the current map right now. Runway. It's an airport area. And then you have ruins, mines, peak, beachhead, village, lagoon, airfield, fields, sub pen, power plant, Capital Resort. There was a mention in the trailer. I noticed that there's a bunch of like underground mining areas. So it's going to be like maybe more levels of the map than the current one. Maybe like, you know, a full underground section. There's going to be verticality. It's funny because right when I saw power plant, I was like, okay, that's going to be a hot drop. And the only reason why I think of that is like, I feel like in every battle royale, the power plant is always like just this place everyone just goes.
A madhouse.
Absolute madhouse. But no, honestly, I don't have many bad things to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the map from an aerial view that we get. I mean, so what it looks like is it looks like the buildings mainly are clustered to the outer edges of the map. And then as you get closer to, they call it peak or like the volcano, it starts to get bare. Like there are certain sections of this map that are absolutely bare, like no buildings at all. And that is just something that the current Warzone map Verdansk, that's something that it was missing. There was too many buildings. This is a lot of buildings. I wanted to see less, if I'm going to be honest. It leads to camping, which is just something that you don't want, and Verdansk was full of it. But I don't think that they're skyscrapers. So if any of you guys watched the trailer or you're watching it currently, there's no skyscrapers, guys, which is absolutely massive because a lot of those fights in Verdansk ended up being you were on the bottom floor of a 62-story building and the other team was on top, and there was just no way for you to win that fight. Like, you're just going up a staircase and you're just going to get banged. There's just nothing you could have done. And so that led to a lot of issues. And I think they maybe actually listened to the community for once and took some of that away. So I'm super hopeful for that.
Yeah.
Because I want to see just open, just give me some trees, right? Give me some rocks to hide behind. Don't give me a 5-story building, because that's just, it's just not fun to be playing like that. So,
Things that I hope is I kind of hope like the circles are a little bit better. I feel like in the Verdansk one, like the circles were just kind of weird. Like it was like half of the map, it was on the entire map. Like the circle didn't matter as much. Like positioning might matter more or something. It also does like the balancing. It doesn't seem like, yeah, there are a lot of buildings, but they are scattered. It seems like there's like one congested area, but like in overall, they seem kind of spread out.
Yeah. So it looks like most of the buildings are congested in the south part of the map. That area is called Capital. And I'm guessing, you know, just like the name suggests, that's going to be the downtown area. And it's probably just an area that I'm going to stay away from in general. Rogan, the middle of the map, like look at the area that's titled D, which is Ruins.
Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing there, man.
No, yeah, you're right.
There's nothing there except a little stream going through it.
I am looking a little deeper.
D, like, so D and F are completely bare, and they're pretty big sections of this map. D, E, and F, honestly. Like, the middle section of this map is going to play amazing, and that hopefully that's where a lot of the circles end up.
Yeah. I am curious to see on, like, the underground sections of, like, you know, they're advertising caves, they're advertising... It does seem like there's a lot of levels of verticality, like, in the middle of the map. Mm-hmm. You know, and, like, which, like, the volcano is going to be there. But it does seem like... I really do like different... I always enjoyed that. You know, like, getting the high ground, being able to, like, get the different position, but...
This is so exciting. I'm actually genuinely excited for this.
Yeah, like, no, right when I saw it, I was like, I'm going to play this.
Dude, like, this is going to be a lot of fun, you guys. Like, the biggest thing that Rogan mentioned already that is actually huge and cannot be overlooked is the clarity. Guys, it looks sunny. It looks bright. The water is blue. There's a lot of green, right? It's like in Verdansk, everything is just a pale brown.
Yeah. This map has life.
Like this map looks alive. Exactly. Yeah. And so the amount of joy that I have about that is literally unmatched. I mean, that's going to be just so refreshing.
One concern that I saw was the amount of rocks that there were. And I think we both know that you cannot climb rocks.
Yeah, that's alarming. I hate that.
Yeah, there's a lot of verticality, it seems like a lot of hills. But if they're covered with rocks, and I'm trying to jump on a rock, and I'm in the zone, and it's killing me.
Yeah.
Or in the gas, and it's killing me, and I can't climb over a rock, and I die because of that. That's gonna ruin me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I hate those buggy mechanics that, like, glitch you, or like, there's nothing you can do because the game sucks.
Yeah, I hate it.
Like, I need to be dying by a player.
Yep. Yep.
But.
I 1,000,000% agree. I hate that. Hopefully there's none of that. We're just going to have to see. So December is a Thursday. December 9th, excuse me, is a Thursday. And I am going to grind until my eyes bleed on Friday. Wait. Maybe I won't. I'm excited to play this. I might be helping your brother with the flop.
Another thing. There's going to be a new, there's going to be like a new Rebirth Island
out of the Caldera map.
No, it's just a smaller section of the Caldera map.
Oh, okay. They just sliced
it. It's within the map. It's just going to be a smaller map. So like for anyone who doesn't like the big map, slower gameplay, you can hop into like a Rebirth Island type mode.
Oh, cool. Cool. Looks good. I'm excited. Not gonna lie.
Okay, this article, Warzone Pacific uses the same engine as Vanguard.
Amazing.
Wow, that's really big if that's true. Any thoughts on that, Coulter?
That's great. I hope that's the case because I think... Well, and this is what I was thinking prior is I think the Call of Duty community in general really needs something fresh. So whether the mechanics are actually better or worse, I don't think matters as much as just the change of pace that the players need. I mean, players have been grinding this game for over 2 years. You know, the Warzone players have been going for a long time, and they probably need as much change as you can possibly muster. So, yeah, I would hope it's the new engine. That excites me because I'm already going to have those mechanics down. You know, the game won't feel unnatural when I jump in. It's just going to feel like I'm jumping into Vanguard, which I love. Love to see that. So that's great. Hopefully that is in fact the case. I'm sure it is. It would surprise me if it was, you know, the other way around.
Yeah. No, you're right. Anything else about Vanguard? How's the gaming going? Have you played any matches this last week or not?
Yeah, so I streamed on Thursday. And yeah, I loved every second of it. Played with Trusty Boy. It was a great time, dude, just grinding on those sniper camos. Hey, did you see the pictures that I'm seeing on CallofDuty.com?
No.
They have a ton of screenshots of the map. A ton of screenshots.
Oh, yeah. Wow, this looks so sick, dude.
I know.
I'm getting so excited for it.
I know. It looks amazing.
Oh my gosh. An entire new map in any game is just like, it's a blast. So for all you peasants,
gross.
Get in our Discord and we can all play together.
Yeah, guys, literally, this is... Saying that now. this is insane.
Yeah.
The Vanguard engine is the same engine they used in Modern Warfare 2019. I think I'm just referring to the game mechanics, not the engine itself. Just for clarification.
I see.
Anything else, dude?
Not for Vanguard. I did want to talk about Halo Infinite. Because
yeah,
last time, last episode, I was playing it. I think the game is great. It's a great game. It's Halo. But, like, I feel like that's, like, the deepest it goes. Is that, like, it's Halo.
Yeah.
One thing that I noticed is, like, so you know how you have, like, the shields and then the health? The you know, when you, like, you're shooting someone, you break the shields, and then you go for the health.
Yeah.
You probably knew this. I'm just dumb. But, like, I never really thought about it. But, like, headshots do not matter on the shields. When you're shooting somebody, anywhere you hit them on their entire body, it will do the exact same amount of damage. Until you break their shield, then headshots will do more damage.
Interesting.
Like, I'm actually serious.
I didn't think it was like that in Halo 3.
Maybe in other Halos, it might have not been like that. But I know for a fact Halo Infinite is that way. So no matter where you hit them, that it's kind of sucky. It's annoying. But the game to me, so like I play on PC. I've been playing on PC, you know, for as long as I can remember. It's just a game I feel like that's built for controller. I feel like it always has been for controller. And I think it's just the way they made the game. It's like that game that you can hop in. You don't have to have insane aim. You don't have to hit every headshot. It's like that fun multiplayer game you can like hop into on the couch. And playing it on PC, it's just like, it doesn't feel as smooth as I would like. And yeah, in the chat, Fassage tried to play on the controller. He didn't like it. Like, I would try on the controller. I just know that I'm not good on the controller. You know, I suck. I'm not going to try to be good on the controller. But it does, like, it just feels like it doesn't play as good on the PC. I do like the game a lot. It's a fantastic game. It's just not my game that I am going to grind every day. Because, you know, I do want to, like, enjoy the game that I'm playing. Again, I think Apex Legends takes over that. And obviously, like, the new Warzone map. I like Warzone more than grinding Halo.
Yeah, I know. It's super unfortunate. So, just to clear it up, I guess in Halo 3, the headshots didn't mean anything while the shields were active as well. So
wow.
I've been scammed.
Dude, isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't really like it, but...
No, it made me like feel like trash, honestly.
I don't... Halo is super tough, man, because... I love the game. I love the world that they created. And it was, to my understanding, I think it was the first like official tournament in a first-person shooter that ever happened, I think, was on Halo 1. Like, what, that's like MLG, you know? So it has like a history of being super competitive. But I just don't know. I don't know, man. I didn't feel like there was any hype around this game. They did some weird early launch. I hated everything about the launch. I said
they should have hyped it up more.
Yeah, I mean, I said it in the... Oh, Quake was the first esport. Yeah, Boopsy, you probably know more than me. I just know that it was early in the competitive gaming scene. Like, I remember watching Snipe Down. I remember watching Straight Rippin'. Like, I remember watching Halo 3 teams compete. And I loved it. And I loved that it was Halo. And I loved that, you know, the maps were symmetrical. I loved that you couldn't sprint. I loved that you couldn't slide. I loved that you didn't have any perks or, you know, there's no attachments to the guns. like, I liked that aspect of it, but now I feel like, is it just too slow?
Yeah.
Like, is that, that the problem?
The movement is, like, the same as all the other Halos, and, like, you can sprint in this one and slide. It does feel slow.
Like, have gamers just gotten too good?
Where, that, like, we need... Okay, right, or, like, there. That is a huge, huge topic. Because that honestly could be the case.
Well, guys, I think that, like, there's no... there's no getting around the fact that... I mean, guys, you just don't see... You didn't... When we were coming up, when we were all younger, right? When I was 13, like the young boy asking us questions. Looser. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Keep forgetting.
Looser.
Like, when I was that age, dude, people just weren't as good. And I think this whole, like, it's just evolved so much. Like, you look at Fortnite and what, like, the amount of skill gap that that brought to the table.
Yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous, dude.
Well, if you look look at the start of Fortnite. Like, and then, and now look at it now. Like, the start of Fortnite, the pros were, like, they were good, but nothing. They were nothing compared to what, like, today's Fortnite player is.
And I just feel... And
so, so for Fortnite, like, what is the difference between a player who's played 500 hours on Halo Infinite, they've been grinding multiplayer, to a pro player who's played 3,000 hours? How much better could they be? Like, yeah, they're going to be better, but how big is that gap? Because the gap in Fortnite, that's going to be big. It's going to be very, very large. And I would say even in Call of Duty, even in, like, Valorant, I cannot compare myself at all to any pro player. Not even close, and I played Valorant a ton.
Yeah, and, I mean, dude, I agree. I don't know. Like, if that's what I mean, it doesn't feel like there's enough to make the skill gap extremely high, but at the same time, I don't know.
I think, like, there's obviously a huge difference between pro and casual, like, Halo players. It's just, I'm just interested on, like, how can we see that difference, you know? Boopsy subscribing with a Prime Gaming sub. Subbing for 2 months. Let's go.
Thank you, Boopsy. We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Boopsy has proved their loyalty. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And guys, that is my, that's my same, like, yeah, and dude, it's just, it's because of the movement, and it's because of all the other mechanics that are in Apex Legends and in Call of Duty that generate a higher attainable skill gap. Like, in Fortnite, it's the building. Like, I know that I am closer to a Valorant pro than I am to a Fortnite pro. Like, the gap is smaller in Valorant than it would be in Fortnite because there's just more elements to be good at in Fortnite.
Trusty boy. Getting a sub.
Trusty boy coming through with a gifted sub. Thank you, brother. You are an Imperial Guard already. I don't know what you're doing. So just don't do that here. Right? You've been warned. No, but do you know what I'm saying, Rogan? There's not as many elements in those slower games that create a super wide skill gap like you see in Fortnite and Apex.
I would say, like, yeah, you have, like, mechanics in a game. So, like, let's take Warzone. You have sliding mechanics. You have movement mechanics. You have gunplay. You have loadout. All these different things can attribute to that. But in Halo Infinite, you have... The movement isn't there. You have movement, obviously. Like, yeah, you can get good at movement, but it's not like you can't outplay somebody with movement.
Yeah.
It's a gunfight. But for Fortnite, you have building mechanics, movement mechanics, you know, loadout mechanics, all these different things, editing, like, there's so many specific things that you can get really good at. Compared to Halo Infinite, it's not as many, you know, like, skills that you can grow.
You can master.
Yeah. You can master, yeah.
Yeah, I hear that.
my final thoughts for Halo Infinite is that I love the, yeah, the story and the experience that they've built into the game. It's always going to have a place in my heart. But I think it's a game that I would hop into, like, the campaign and enjoy playing the Master Chief. Like that's the game for me, I think.
Yeah. No, I hear that. And it's sad because that's all I used to like. I
don't think it's sad,
dude.
It just seems like that, you know, that trophy that's going to be placed on your wall.
Yeah.
And that you'll pick up from time to time.
Yeah.
Look at it, admire it, and then set it back down.
I was watching a clip from Dr. Disrespect, and he was playing with Tim, and that's what he was saying. He was like, it just feels the same.
Yeah.
Which, like, is cool, but I just feel like in today's landscape, you need to stand out somehow. So
yeah. Well, that's like the two choices that they could have gone is, like, go the original route, go back to its roots, to what it was known for, and then, you know, get some hype that way, or change everything and take that risk. Because that's a big risk if they're taking
huge risk.
If they're changing every mechanic, which I kind of hope they did, because that's a new game. Because it's just, you're hopping into Halo. It's Halo again, guys. You've played it before. But
yeah. Yep. Anything else, Captain? Anything else on the menu tonight?
That was about it. That's all I had. I'm excited.
Well,
I'm
me
extremely
too.
Excited. How about you, man? Anything else?
No, I don't think so. I think that pretty much sums it up for me. What a good night.
Yeah, what a fantastic night. Subscribe to our Patreon. Patreon at flow_state_gaming if you want a bonus episode this month, because it's going to happen.
Yeah, guys, we don't know when, where, or how, but you will get a bonus pod.
But yeah, you will. No if.
Yep.
Patreon or bust, trusty in the chat. Thank you for making that clear.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all.
That sums it. That
Coulter,
hits it.
You know what to do. Thank you all for listening to the Flow State Gaming Podcast, episode 57. On Twitch, flow_state_gaming. Get here live next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Be there. Be ready. Be prepared. Send us questions in the Spotify, Instagram, anywhere you like. Give us community feedback. We want it. We love it. Have a good week. See you next time. Thank you, Lingo, for subscribing at a tier one. Thank you.
Lingo,
subscribing
let's
for eight
go.
Months. Oh my
eight
gosh.
Months, daddy.
Oh
eight
my
months,
gosh.
Daddy. Let's go.
Pound me harder. All right. See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.